Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number for you to call. That's 603-283-6160, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by ForkFest, happening June 13th through the 16th at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest is a fork of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. ForkFest is decentralized, so there is no ticket cost and no one is in charge. For more information and to connect with other attendees, you can visit the unofficial website, forkfest.party. That's forkfest.party, and I know there are a lot of people up here in New Hampshire that want to make ForkFest great again, and I'm excited about that. I think the alternative to anything that the Free State Project is running is important, because I don't like people who, you know, just decide to go crazy with power because they run the calendar or run the freaking Pork Fest. It's so dumb. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Bonnie.
Jay.
And Mark, coming to you from Honduras.
And we already have a caller on the line. Unscreened caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
It's your boy, the evolutionary capitalist. Hey,
that's the creepiest noise you could possibly make.
I wanted to debunk more Free Talk Lies and challenge Jay. Hey, Jay, man, why do you keep perpetuating that JFK myth with that Executive Order 11110? You know that executive order, that wasn't him believing in a national currency or trying to issue silver certificates. He was trying to usher in the Federal Reserve note. Did you know that?
Did he make a statement about it?
Oh, I have before.
No, did JFK?
Yeah, well, his only statement about, well, it's in his order, but his only statement about silver is money is in the 1963 economic report, where he said silver serves no useful purpose as money, except for coins, but they got rid of that too.
Yeah, he died. As soon as they assassinated him, they got rid of the silver, so there was no more. I think they had a commemorative coin. The 1965 is 40% silver, and then the, you know, no more.
He started the process, Jay. He started the process to get rid of silver as money.
Okay.
He's getting rid of silver certificates with that order.
I'm not aware of that, but
He didn't.
Yeah, can you let Jay talk? Skater, you're always complaining about other people.
I only have a short time, but he didn't issue.
No. You have 3 hours every Thursday, Skater. So let Jay talk.
Talk like when you. Go ahead, Jay.
Anyways, poor Skeeter. He just likes to be annoying. I kind of wonder.
I just muted him.
Yeah, and he annoys the heck out of you. He gets you going.
Well, I'd like to point out, guys, you can't pay for the kind of fan that Skeeter is, right? Mm-hmm. Like somebody who's going to call in and challenge and give you the opportunity to, make your point. That kind of stuff is ultimately very valuable. So I'm grateful for Skeeter for calling in. It's just that, yes, we do have to be able to respond. Please go ahead, Jay.
So anyways, he says that, Executive Order 11110, and that might even not be the, correct thing. I haven't looked at the JFK stuff much in like 20 years, because I've just, moved on to bigger and better other things. But the silver certificates that were issued by the Treasury, that was, from what I can tell, a JFK thing. You know, these bills, every time I've seen one, I've actually got a whole stack of them, a little $1, and I got some $5 and some $10s, because every time I came across one, I just kept it, my whole life, because this thing's cool. It says,
there are $10 silver certificates? I've only ever seen the ones.
I'm pretty no. So I could be wrong on that. It might be a $10 1950 note that says "Will pay to the bearer on demand," $10 in lawful currency or something.
I'd call that silver.
But it doesn't say silver certificate. I haven't looked at this stack in. I mean, the last time I looked at it was the last time I moved, and I was just like, "Oh, there's my silver certificate. So, okay, I'm going to move them from this safe into this safe because I got a bigger safe."
You can believe there's people listening who know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. So, Skeeter could be right. I don't know. But I do believe JFK. Based on the research I have done, that he was assassinated essentially for the same reason that they put Ian in jail, and the same reason that the money changers got rid of Jesus, because he messed with the bankers. The FBI is running a protection racket for, the pedophile elite and all of Jeffrey Epstein's friends, including the bankers. So when you got guys like Ian who are providing an alternative to the, the fractional reserve debt slavery system that is choking everybody, whether you participate in taxes or not, just via the interest. And then you have JFK, who was, very much against the international banking cartel, who expressed being against the Federal Reserve. And I could be wrong. I'm not an expert.
Here's the if JFK didn't make a statement about it, here's all we know. This is what Executive Order 11110 says. It says, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the section of blah, 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 it is ordered as follows, section 1, blah, blah, blah. The authority vested in the president by paragraph B of section 43, blah, 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 date 1933 as amended in USC whatever, to issue silver certificates against any silver bullion, silver, or standard silver dollars in the treasury, not then held for redemption of any outstanding silver certificates, to prescribe the denominations of such silver certificates, and to coin standard silver dollars and subsidiary silver currency for their redemption. So there's more to it, but so far, are you hearing anything, Skeeter, that makes you want to make your point? Does that make your point, or?
Yeah, that order wasn't issued in a vacuum by itself. It was a response to a previous order he gave just at the same time. So he repealed the Silver Purchase Act first.
So what is that?
Then he had to issue.
What's the Silver Purchase Act?
It's the act that forces kind of the government to kind of make silver certificates and issue and redeem silver as make silver as redeemable. Because silver certificates go all the way back into the 1800s, not because of JFK. So he was getting rid of silver certificates. That's what he was doing. He repealed the Silver Purchase Act, and then because he repealed the Silver Purchase Act, the Silver Purchase Act gave the treasurer the power to issue silver certificates. So he destroyed that power, and he had to issue it back to the treasurer with that executive order just to get rid of the rest of the silver. But anyways, I really want to talk about bear arms, and that I dispelled that lie. But I'm wondering why you guys give bear arms a platform with his lies.
As far as the platforming thing goes, I've had this conversation up and down the dial. We've had Christopher Cantwell, the crying Nazi, call this show. Hmm. We've had, I'd take a call from Jeffrey Dahmer, Tory Alive. It doesn't, as far as deplatforming callers, because they may say a thing that you consider to be untrue, I can't know whether something's true or untrue at any given time.
At least look at what he claims. I mean, it's right there for you to look at. You can see the definition of employee in the tax code, and it isn't what he's saying. If you want to pull it up, Title 26, Section 3401C, you can look at it. He omits the word includes. So when you have an inclusion statement, that is not a definition. I can say cars. The term cars includes red cars. That doesn't mean all cars are red.
It means only red cars.
Includes, but not limited to. What was that?
When the word includes is used in definitions, according to all the lawyers, according to the statutory construction manuals that all of them I've studied, this word includes is very important. Includes means only what is being referenced.
I don't think so.
Yes. Now, if it says includes but not limited to, then it means includes but not limited to red cards.
No, I don't think so. Sometimes it's I don't think so. I don't know the law, but you can see there's an, if you read one paragraph below that section, it defines employee and employer in the same sentence. It's co-defined. You can see it there. It's for the purposes of this chapter, the term employer means person for whom an individual performs or performed any service.
But do you know what service is? But do you know what service is?
As the employee of such person.
So the thing about it that I went to the Bear Arms like in-person talk about this, and he isn't not reading the next sentence. This would be a more interesting conversation if Bear Arms was on. Like, it's kind of just like no one knows what Skeeter's talking about, but I went to his thing, and the thing about it is you're not performing a service, in his opinion, with his research into the meaning of the words according to the law, if you're just like cutting hair, blah blah blah. Service means government work is what he would tell you. So you're you know, busting of his opinion kind of fails there.
Plus, this is a hard, like, type of show to present something like Bear has to present. Like,
right.
So I suggested that.
It's right there in the code. I mean,
yep, the sentence you said is right there, and I just explained to you why it doesn't make your point. But thank you for the call, Skeeter.
So this is a hard show to like present what Bear Arms has to say, because the problem is you're basically going to just get enough information to get yourself in trouble because the callers sort of rule the show. Like, I have a friend who wants to call in and who says, oh, I'd like to go on Free Talk Live and talk about, you know, what's going on in Argentina. And I'm like, well, you might not be able to, because you're going to get callers and you're going to have other calls and there's other show prep going on. And, you know, it's Free Talk Live. So if the phone's all stacked up with, you know, a whole bunch of callers and, you know, and it's entertaining and it's fun, you know, we're going to take those calls. And then if you, you know, and you're probably not gonna be able to talk about it much if I'm on a show, because I can derail, you know, about any topic real easy. But anyways, So I suggested he go on Ernie Hancock's show. In fact, I got to make that connection happen. But, the Skeeter definitely, you know, I'm not even sure. I have less credibility in what he had to say about the JFK stuff after listening to the Bear Arms stuff. Because before even Bear Arms presented this, you know, stuff about the IRS and, you know, the definitions of the words employee and service and includes, Christopher Gronsky, DestinationFreedoms, .org, I believe is his website. He, for years now, for decades, has been doing, seminars, and classes, and he does webinars now, and he's got a whole bunch of videos, like, on his website, you can, like, watch for free. He's got a bunch, you know, that talks about all of these same things. And in fact, Bear Arms and, you know, Gronsky's, like, things about the IRS, they all jive.
Mm-hmm.
They basically, you know, they're giving sort of the same, you know, type of information with respect to, like, you know, the Title 26 or 28 or whatever. But,
you know, Jay, I just can't accept it. I can't accept that a group of people has near ultimate authority over our lives, and somehow they missed this one little thing where in the law where they can make certain people pay and not certain people pay. This just seems like good people, law-abiding people, the people that want to do the right thing, trying to find some legal loophole for everything that's going on. When in fact, it's just an organization that if we didn't have the government, they'd be a bunch of mafia dons otherwise, and they'd force you to do a thing. That's what it seems like to me.
And you could fight them back if they didn't have, you know, the faith and force of the government. I'll tell you, when you have a problem with a mafia and you take out a couple of their dudes, they're like, oh, we're going to leave him alone.
Maybe. This is not advice on how to deal with the mafia.
Well, but if you have a problem with the mafia and you prove that you're low-hanging fruit, they're just going to keep taking and taking and taking and taking from you. If you try to get violent with any level of government whatsoever, whether it's the local dog catcher or, you know, I don't know, somebody in a presidential, cabinet, whoever it is, they are going to just rain hellfire on you, of whatever form, whatever capacity, because they have unlimited resources because they steal, 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 to where the mafia has actually limited resources. They are not as well funded as, as the government. So you can't be going and getting violent in retribution with the government. I don't recommend anybody do that. You shouldn't use violence, whatever. But there is definitely peaceful means of straightening the government out. David Jose on Twitter, you guys should check him out. His affidavit process is really good. And I can tell you from personal experience, I've never dealt with the IRS. Well, I dealt with them once. And what they said to... And it was just a phone call, with the IRS, because, I don't have a social security number. I don't participate in any of that stuff. And also, I have skills to where I don't need to go, get some job somewhere, and get paid a, quote-unquote wage. I don't need to be an employee. I've never been an employee in my life. But one customer, Girl Scouts of America, I used to lease them horses and sell them hay and grain. And they were like, oh, we're not going to pay you this. It was like $24,000 or something one year. We're not going to pay you unless you, fill out this 1099 and just that and the other thing. I'm like, all right, whatever. What information you want? And they're like, social security number. And I'm like, I don't have one. And they're like, oh, well, that's a problem. We're not going to pay you. Or we're going to deduct 33% of it. And I says, no, that's not part of a deal. You're now in breach of a contract. I have a contract with you. I provided you a service. I provide you. So I go, and I'm like, all right, I'll just take my horses if you're not going to pay me. Like the deal was, is they wanted 90 days to, pay their bill because they're a small nonprofit. This is Connecticut Girl Scouts of America. They had a horseback riding program. Amazing, awesome program. I felt like I was doing a good thing, working with these people. And they did a great job. They built confidence in a lot of young ladies with that riding program and that stuff there. And it still operates today. It's a great operation. So I was like, well, you guys are in breach of contract. I guess I'll just load my horses up on my trailer. I'm going to come get them. So I show up there to get the horses. I'm like, I'm taking my horses. They're mine. You haven't paid me for it. And I had contacted the local sheriff. I had talked to him. I says, hey, I need your assistance here. These are my horses. They're not paying me. I got to go get them. And he's like, oh, that's a bummer. That's a great, great program. My daughter went there last year. She loved the horseback riding program. And So I'm in the office with the accountant, and I said, why don't you just call an IRS agent and someone at the IRS and ask them what to do? Or she threatened to call someone from the IRS. I'm like, call them.
Do it, yeah.
Please do. We got to figure this out because I'm leaving with my horses. You're not going to pay me for this, and then I'm going to sue you because, you put me through all this aggravation. And so she calls, talks to an IRS agent, and he's like, oh, well, you don't have a social security number. That's okay. He says, are you Amish by any chance? I says, I identify as Amish. Sure. I like the Amish thing. And, she goes, just put old order Amish where it says social security number and you'll be fine. And, but these accountants, they're like, they don't really know anything. They're just, they're just bean counters and they're just like the lawyers and,
you might have also got, I'm not, making like any point that you're wrong or Mark's wrong or anything, but you might have also gotten lucky with the IRS agent you got because, a friend of ours who used to be an accountant, he said him and the other accountants in the office would have a question, like, what is the correct way to do this? They would make a game out of every single one of them calling the IRS and asking the IRS the answer, and every single one of them getting a different answer.
So this particular IRS agent that this accountant called was a friend.
Oh.
They had a relationship.
Hmm.
And the IRS agent was like really thought that the horseback riding program and all this stuff was, he was a really nice guy.
Yeah, he wanted to make a way for it to work out.
Just put old order Amish. That's what we see this all the time. It's not a big deal. Yeah, go ahead, pay the man. So you're fine. You're not. The accountant was worried that she was gonna, her concern for herself due to her, she was ignorant of the situation. She was like, oh, if I pay you just $24,000, I'm gonna have to give the IRS a third of that.
Yep.
And that's gonna be my mistake, and I don't want to be responsible for $8,000. I guess it would be. sort of don't blame her.
Yeah.
I mean, I was getting annoyed with her about not paying me, but I was cool about it. I was very polite. You know, I continued to do business with those guys for several years after that.
Doing business in Free Talk Live for 20 years, I can tell you that the people who make the deals are often not the people who pay the deals.
Right.
And it is frustrating.
Well, it looks like we do have a caller on the line. Let's go to the phones. Ricky in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thank you there, Miss Bonnie.
Yeah,
Brother
holding.
Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, Brother Mark, good evening.
Hello, Ricky.
Well, you know, I was just sitting there before I go into it. I got to tell you, Brother Mark, now you may be grateful that Scuzzy calls into the show, but I'm most definitely not grateful that I follow him way, way too much. And I will say this, you know, do not only Ricky from the Commonwealth a favor, but also the rest of the members of the Commonwealth, stay far the hell away from Pennsylvania. You know what, Swiney? Maybe you might want to consider moving to Honduras. That way you and Mark can hang out all the time. What do you think about Mark?
Well, it's a big country, that's for sure. And I can't promise that I'll be in any one given place at any one given time.
There you go. But that being said, I definitely don't want him anywhere near me. He's like a bad dream. He really is. I mean, Scuzzy is scary. I mean, he's a scary person. Makes you wonder what he does with the rest of his week.
Yeah, the noises
like
he makes.
It's like he's going to become the next Unabomber or something.
Seriously, like the Joker.
Know? Oh, he's a comedian, most definitely. But here's why I called in, Brother Mark. Now, I kind of got messed up and I didn't get a chance to get to it this past week. But it was the other week. A couple questions for you. Now, hopefully your memory is good.
Yes,
you mentioned something to the effect of me not being little and that I'm a big man and about sending pictures. Do you remember this? You talk about yourself?
I do recall. I recall that to some extent. I also recall you saying that you're a tall man and not a svelte one in a big leather duster, which is also
yes,
make you look
was.
A little more
yeah,
impressive.
I lost some inch. Okay, that's where you remember it. Yeah, I used to be 5'11½", but I lost some height because of my spinal damage. You said there was pictures sent in. I didn't send them. Did somebody else do it?
Somebody at some point showed me a picture and said, "This is Ricky from the Commonwealth."
I've never seen it.
Was it just a headshot with my club masters on?
You know, this is the memory issue that you're talking about.
What
I'm
even is that? What's a club master?
Sunglasses. It's the only ones I look in. You know, Ray-Bans. It's the only ones I look good in.
Couldn't tell you.
I got to buy a new pair. But the fact of the matter
and
is, that was one.
Ricky, here's the funny thing about, not doing research is, anybody could show me a picture of anybody and say, "This is Ricky from the Commonwealth," and I would have to believe them. Because how would I know?
Well, the fact of the matter is, it's really funny because I really want to bring this up is, I don't know if you remember, I ran for office the first time. It was a learning experience in 17.
It sounds like the bumper music is on. So, Ricky, if you'll just hold that thought, 603-283-6160. If you want to get in on the conversation and bring up whatever is on your mind, 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A landmark Department of Justice report is released into the failings of law enforcement officers who responded to the mass school shooting in Uvalde, Texas in 2022.
Failures in leadership, in tactics, in communications, in training, and in preparedness.
U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland speaking on the 600-page DOJ report that says the shooting could have been stopped sooner.
33 students and three of their teachers were trapped in a room with an active shooter for over an hour as law enforcement officials remained outside.
An appeals court decision is a loss for Apple and anyone who ordered a new Apple Watch. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling that upholds the ban. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Conversation with us, that's 603-283-6160. You can bring up whatever you want in this last segment of the show. And with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Jay.
Mark Edge.
That was Mark. It kind of cut you off there. But
Mark Edge.
Yeah, that sounded better. We do have a caller on the line. We have Ricky from Pennsylvania still on the line with us. Ricky, go ahead and say what you were trying to say in the last segment.
Oh, that's all right, Miss Bonnet. Thank you very much. I greatly appreciate it. No, I was just saying to Brother Mark, you know, one of the things that's when I'm saying about running for office again, I tested the waters back in 17, and I had a lot of support then. But one thing that it taught me one thing, how easy it is to win. See, now I'm something called organized. I have a campaign manager, the other Ricky, and that with the two Rickys, nothing can be stopped, you know. And the fact of the matter is, you know, I wanted to talk to you about something important, though, Mark. You see, now, when I talked about the other week, when I went and got my nails done, see, I wanted to point out to you, I don't know if you were even listening to my call, Mark. because there was five girls in there. Now, there was two workers, a manager, and we had a great conversation. She loved my battle flag and other things we were talking about. Everybody was involved in it. There was just this one joker woman as she's walking out like these people do. And you know the damnedest thing she said to me? She said to me, beyond the stuff that I said before about, well, you know, the problems is liberals, you know. I mean, I was being a Jeffersonian. I said, I guess I would be. But I pointed out to her, you know, this is the battle flag, that's right. And why am I wearing it? Because I am going into battle. It's called against the federal government. But you know what she said to me, Mark? This is what I meant about there's something wrong with conservative people. She said, well, here's the thing we got to do. We got to get rid of Pelosi. Well, first of all, Commonwealth's answer is to blow it away. So Pelosi doesn't matter for anything. And anyway, she's no longer Speaker of the House. What the hell is wrong with these people? Whether it be her or Trump or all these other jokers, they're living in the past with Obama and all these other things. Do you hear these things, Mark? Are they in some kind of time warp?
Well, I mean, you know, everybody's got their team, and that's... You know, but they're just going to blame all the problems on the other team because that's the way it goes. The fact is none of us have any control over what goes on in Washington, D.C., and we never will because it was designed that way. That the whole republic process is a treadmill intended for you to waste your entire life trying to change one little thing.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to change one little thing. It's
What's
called
that?
Blowing away the U.S. Constitution, Mark. Now, let me ask you this big question. Now, you're living in Honduras. Now, the question is, would you rather live in Honduras or once Commonwealth is the catalyst of blowing it away and we become the Confederate Commonwealth of Pennsylvania? Would you rather be in somewhere like that?
I just want the difficult part that I have is it's very difficult to find a place that's nice to live and has low taxes. The United States has high taxes, and, you know, I'm just not willing to pay them.
Mark, I got your answer for you. See, one thing that's fascinating, because, see, now it's the same brother Ian's not around to hear this. You see, this was up the night, and you may remember this show possibly when we had a long show actually, and it was, I started and it continued on about radio dying, basically. And there is no more affiliates in northeastern Pennsylvania on radio. But the funny thing is it became very apparent to me that people listen either to the live show on the stream or the podcast version to hear myself or the show in general, because I do have a following. And I have gone past months. I went to six different locations in two different counties, and there I am with my battle flag, you know, and I get this one, no taxes for you. People know who Ricky from the Commonwealth is. See, here's the answer. You know, this was a big question. What are you going to do about taxes? First of all, you blow it away, it's all gone. Okay, all income tax and payroll tax, all that stuff. You don't need it. You know, the federal government's gone. And as far as the other, and I know this will definitely work in Pennsylvania. I've pre-canvassed this, and I know Pennsylvania very well. And I like to consider myself the ultimate Pennsylvanian. And this may not work everywhere, but it will in Pennsylvania, because people love to be part of their government, especially like this. You see, to make it official, what we will do, and I think you would find this satisfactory, it's a donation. It's not mandatory, but to make it official, we would have a memorandum. I'm figuring maybe 2%. Think about this. It'd be kind of like an income tax. It's not a tax. It's a donation. You're not required to pay it. And if you don't have it, you don't have to pay it.
Is this something that someone running for your office would be able to implement at all, or just you want to start the conversation?
Excuse me?
Is this something that someone running for the office you're running for would be able to implement at all, or is it just something you want to bring the conversation up
about? See, that's the thing, Ms. Bonnet. See, people don't either, A, people don't realize, or people are too afraid to utilize the power in a legislative district. See, in Pennsylvania, the legislature is extremely powerful. Why do you think I'm going for that? Because that's how you're going to blow it away. But also, the power in that one seat is immense to those who understand it. But the problem is, like the woman that's in there now, Representative Pope, she's screwing up beyond belief. A good example of this, she's the champion of cannabis, she calls herself, but she's screwing up. I spoke to her personally early on in January. Now, the fact of the matter is she's screwing up because she's making shady deals with Republicans and already talking about distribution and taxes. Now, I the last time her office is going to hear from me is when she was in Harrisburg a good number of months ago.
You got to talk to Nikki Haley then?
Excuse me?
You got to talk to Nikki Haley?
This isn't Nikki Haley. This is the woman who's currently
Representative Pope. This is going to be my would-be opponent if she gets elected, and I'm going to say reelected, because what she's doing is she's screwing up recreational weed for everybody because that's her big campaign promise. And the problem is once you do what she's doing, we've seen it happen before. I said to her office, this will be the last time I speak to them because they now know who I am. They know who Ricky from the Commonwealth is because I called her out months ago on the show with Brother Ian.
You should show up in your battle flag.
Well, I just think that there's not a lot we can say about what Ricky is talking about, but I do thank you for the call. I wasn't sure what to say about, like, the picture. You can always email us a picture of you if you want to make whatever point you're making. You can email it, ian@freetalklive.com.
Yeah, and in thinking about it, my guess is that Ricky ran for office, somebody got a picture of it, and then it was probably being passed around in like one of the many Free Talk Live rooms, like On Air Now, where I don't know how you sign up, Bonnie, but my guess is you go to social.freetalklive.com and there's some instructions there.
Yeah, I think it's social.freetalklive.com, but you can also go to the Mastodon now at social.freetalklive.com because our Mastodon was down for a little while, and just want to let everybody know that it is back up now, the Mastodon that's at social.freetalklive.com. But this from Al Jazeera says, the U.S. Justice Department says critical failures in the Uvalde school shooting response. So, if you guys remember, there was a school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, at Robb Elementary School, and it was really bad, not just because children dying is bad, but because the cops seemed to bumble as hard as someone could possibly bumble and fumble this. And they waited a very long time before doing anything, with the shooter just holed up in a room with the kids. They kept
Prevented parents from going in there and getting their kids.
Yeah, I think they wanted mass casualties to push this agenda.
I agree. It's crazy. And the article says, police failed in their response to the 2022 elementary school shooting in Uvalde, Texas that killed 19 children and two teachers, according to a U.S. Department of Justice report. The report cited critical failures and faulted law enforcement officers for waiting more than an hour to breach the classroom where the 18-year-old gunman was holed up with students and staff, leaving the children inside to make panicked 911 calls. The victims...
Incredible.
It's disgusting. The victims and survivors of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School deserved better. How can an entire police station behave like this if they're supposed to be brave? They got this job because they're supposed to be brave people. They just let all these children die.
Well, my guess is that command probably gave an order, which is, don't you dare go in there, boys, and you stop anybody else from going in there, or whatever the situation was.
So that makes my point that being a mindless automaton is just as immoral as being like somebody who goes up to you and says, I think you're fat and ugly. I think it's more immoral. I think being nice to people's face, even stopping on the side of the road and helping them with their horses, but then taking any order that someone gives you that results in children dying is worse than if I told Skeeter he's stupid. Like, people like to act like that's so mean. Well, someone needs to tell Skeeter, the caller, that he's stupid. And
well, if you wanted to do such a thing, and I don't necessarily recommend it, you could go to chat.lrn.fm. It's chat.lrn.fm, that's how you get signed up. And I'm told that it's an incredibly based chat.
I don't know if I'd say that. The victims and survivors of the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School deserve better, Attorney General Merrick Garland said in a statement on Thursday. She's probably part of the same people that gave the orders for them to stand down, you know? They just, like, got to go back and clean up their mess and make themselves look good.
Yeah, I haven't heard a single defense of the way the Uvalde police acted back in 2022 with that elementary school hostage situation. I have never heard anyone say, well, you know, they got to do this or that. I have never heard one defense. It's all been basically, yeah, can't believe it. And the fact that they stopped dads from going in there armed.
And moms.
Yeah, well, I mean, yes, but yes, anyway, I can only think about the dads. Because my kid was in there, I'd be strapped, I'd go in, and, you know, cop telling me no? Are you kidding?
They're
you
going to
shoot somebody out here to stop people from shooting somebody in there? Are you kidding?
Yep.
So I'd be curious to what the either Uvalde or the whatever county or the state of Texas Division of Risk Management or Division of Risk and Benefit is how it's worded here in New Hampshire. That's the state agency that pays out settlements. I wonder how many settlements have been paid out by the agency that oversees that particular jurisdiction for the fact that these, you know, kids have gotten slaughtered because, you know, it was in this gun-free zone and the people who are supposed to protect them didn't protect them. And I can guarantee you that each one of these payouts comes with a non-disclosure.
Hmm.
So, like, here in New Hampshire, according to I haven't looked this, I'm going off somebody else's word, and I believe it, that in, like, the past decade, and this might be the past decade plus a few years number, that the Division of Risk and Benefit has paid out over $300 million in settlements, ACYF settlements.
Well, what would the cops have to pay for when the Supreme Court has ruled again and again that they have no obligation to protect you?
Well, so this is like, because they'll just settle it. For the people to shut up about it.
They may. If they settle it and it has a non-disclosure, I guess there's no way for us to know.
Right.
But I think it's worth people knowing that the police have no obligation to protect you. If they fail to do their job, if they refuse to do their job, if they, you know, stop you from going in and saving your kid, they have no obligation to protect you. The Supreme Court said so time and again.
That's right.
It says the report released on Thursday about this situation in Uvalde, the most comprehensive federal accounting of the police response to the shooting, identifies a vast array of problems from failed communication and leadership to inadequate technology and training that federal officials say contributed to the crisis lasting far longer than it should have. So I wonder what it means by failed communication and leadership. Like, that's just so vague.
It's meant to throw chaff in the air so that the captain or lieutenant or whomever gave the order not to go in doesn't have to get fired.
Mm. Yeah, it's called plausible deniability.
Mm. The report concluded officers should have immediately breached a classroom to stop the shooting, but instead treated the gunman like a barricaded subject and allowed him to remain in a classroom with victims for more than an hour. The report details the results of the department's critical incident review of the law enforcement response, a review which began days after the shooting at the request of Uvalde's mayor. The police response to the massacre came under intense criticism following reports that law enforcement waited in a hallway for more than an hour while the gunman remained holed up in a classroom and students made panic 911 calls. A U.S. Border Patrol-led tactical team ultimately burst into the classroom and killed the gunman after he had, like, killed a bunch of kids and teachers.
19.
Yeah, and I think two teachers, it said.
Mm.
A July 2022 report from Texas lawmakers described an atmosphere of chaos at the scene and concluded that law enforcement failed to prioritize saving the lives of innocent victims over their own safety. Go figure.
I mean, they're just basically a bunch of glorified cowards, you know, most of these guys. When it comes really down to it, they're not going to do anything. You know, this is why they just assume have the drone or the robot go do the job.
I think a lot of these cops, personally, I think a lot of these cops would go in there and they would do something. That's the why I came up with the explanation that it was a captain. You know, I've seen... I've seen these situations. I worked with law enforcement for many years, and my guess is that they're just following orders because that's what they do. They just follow orders. Probably the guy who gave the order wasn't even there.
I have noticed with some of these cops that are sort of the bad actors, like in a town I grew up with, and we definitely had a handful of cops that I would say were bad actors. And I knew this because I grew up in the town. You know, these guys were sort of my peers growing up, some of them. Mm. And, you know, when that badge was on their chest, you know, they were a tough guy. But when it wasn't, they wouldn't even look at you.
Mm.
You know, I was on a fire department, Bonzo Fire Department, and there was one guy. He really, really wanted to be a cop. And he was a private on a fire department. As soon as he got a lieutenant position on a fire department, that badge went straight to his head, and he became this arrogant a-hole. And in, like, high school, we played football, and this dude in football, like, he was like Rudy. He, like, just didn't have it in him. Like, he was a senior playing on a junior varsity team.
Aww.
And the guy tried hard.
Aww.
And I'm not picking on him, but he also got, like, roughed up and, you know.
Was he small?
He got picked. He was just kind of a wimp. He was a little small, but there was one of my other buddies who was, you know, 3 inches shorter than him and, you know, probably 30 pounds lighter than him would just clean his clock, you know, because he was like a rough, tough farm kid. This dude on the fire department, he actually wanted to become a Palmer cop. And I went right to the chief of police. I'm like, this guy is going to be a liability.
Here's what happened with him
on the fire department. You don't believe me? Go ask the people on the fire department. And the chief of police, they basically denied him being a cop on the fire department, on the local police department, because I was like, he is going to be a problem for you.
Mm.
Because this dude got bullied, and he has an axe to grind with anybody. And he ended up becoming a Connecticut State Trooper.
Wow. So he went to a different department?
Yeah, well, you know, he went from Massachusetts to become a Connecticut State Trooper. And, you know, he went to the police academy and all this stuff. But, yeah, and then there's other guys that, like, they became a lieutenant on the fire department, and they were just the regular cool dude that they were before they were a lieutenant.
Oh, sure.
You know, yep. I've seen it go both ways.
Well,
yeah, my opinion is that the vast majority of people who are there just doing a job, you know, that doesn't go to their head. They're not the bad guys or anything like that, but they will follow orders. And sadly, many of history's greatest crimes have been committed by people who are simply following orders.
Yeah, that's for sure. Democide, right? 120 million people who were executed by government in the past, you know, century.
Yeah, that's true.
It does look like we have a caller in line, so I'm going to go to David in New Mexico. David, what's in your mind?
Lots of stuff, Bonnie. Duh, it's crazy. And whoever made that lousy trade, Joa for Mark, what happened with that?
What, you want Joa back?
That was me.
Yeah, I'll take you. I'll take you both. I want Joa back and Mark to stay, so why don't we do that?
Well,
have four people on the show. Are you saying kick me off?
We need Bonnie to push the buttons.
Stay too. What?
We need Bonnie to push the buttons.
Bonnie's you calling Bonnie a button pusher? Does she push her buttons?
She's pushed a few.
There's only room for three people on this particular show right now.
Oh, baloney. Why do you say that?
Because there's three mics.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And like the Amazon doesn't exist for $19.95. You can get a fourth one. Anyway, now what I called about. What?
We don't have Ian. Ian's the only one that knows how to do anything in the studio.
Oh, that's right. Okay, so you have to just keep it the same for the next however long it is. Okay. But not what I called about. I was just joking about that. But earlier in the program, you had a caller talking about Kazaria. And so there's a lot of complicated information, and you're out of time, so let me just leave you with one simple thing that people, if they're interested, that they might want to look online and do some reading and decide what they think about it. But the term Kazaria, and I'll put this in the form of an allegation, historical allegation that happens to be credible, and there was an area, historically speaking, in the, 700s to 800s, plus or minus a couple hundred years, just to the east of Ukraine on the north sides of the Black and Caspian Seas, referred to as Kazaria back then, has changed to other modern states nowadays. And the allegation is that the king of Kazaria had a lawless people and had a hard time ruling his people, and it was suggested to him by other kings, emperors, like, for instance, out of Russia, that he needs to adopt one uniform religion, like Christianity, Islam, or what's the proper name for the Jews? Judaism. And he decided on Judaism for various critical reasons. And so the allegation is that while there were actual Israelites that were residing in Khazaria, the majority of the Khazarians were not, had zero link to the area known as Israel or to Judaism. But they converted to Judaism, and then they spread to the, up into the, you know, to Europe, well, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, and are known as, for instance, Ashkenazi Jews. And then it's the Ashkenazi Jews primarily that instigated, wanted, pushed for the formation of the modern state of Israel and to move down there, even though they, technically speaking, had very little to none legitimate connection to Jerusalem, the Mideast, Israel, but they went in and took it anyway. And so there's some food for thought if people have any interest in researching those allegations and studying more on it. Then you might understand better what's going on, because most people have really no awareness of what I just alluded to or laid out.
Yep. So I have some questions. First off, I think that there's something to this, right? Like, they cannot trace Ashkenazi Jews back genetically to Israel. They just can't do it. And you wonder, why can't these Jews name what tribe they're from? In school, you know, when in Christian school, I learned that all the Jews know their tribe, and, you know, none of my friends that are Jewish know any of that stuff. And their statements are, you know, hey, you know, we got kind of mixed up. We don't know anything about, you know, our past, and don't forget the pogroms and all that sort of thing. So all that's true. What's your explanation for Ashkenazi Jews having such a significant IQ deviation from the mean?
Well, to be crude about it, it's just breeding. I mean, white people in the north have light skin because they needed the sun. Black people have protection from the sun and curly hair protection. It's all because we stay in one place and we breed with one another, so we develop distinct traits. So if the allegation is accurate that people calling themselves Ashkenazi Jews have an higher intelligence, they have bred themselves to end up with a higher intelligence. Congratulations to them.
Well, thank you so much for the call, David. It's interesting, and yeah, if you don't know what he was referring to, something at the beginning of the show was bringing up his whole thing about the Jews. 603-283-6160. You can call that number Saturday, or go to freetalklive.com. Also, social.freetalklive is back up, and I think it's chat.freetalklive for the troll chat.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing, but you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.